I wrote it down. So I'm a bit scared about this electromagnetic radiation, like 6G, radiation which is on all levels, mobile phones and Wi-Fi and routers and so on. So and sometimes I believe I can hear some the frequencies. I can hear them sometimes, and it makes me quite stressed, I have to say. So I have a feeling it's dangerous. Maybe it's very dangerous, but I don't know. So scientists say it's not. Is there a way to prevent this electromagnetic radiation from doing harm? Yeah, that's
okay.
Or maybe the health impact somehow can be reduced. Maybe there are even healers who can help. I really don't have a clue. Or maybe one can actually heal oneself, or maybe prevent the impact of this bad radiation.
But do you actually experience the bad effects, or is it just the fear of
no, the... I don't experience any bad effects, not consciously at all. But yes, I can hear them. But what I can hear is more, I think, it's from the routers when it's very quiet. There's a lot of ringing. But that could also be something else.
What you carry, you carry inside a certain distrust of it's very old, actually. It's not just it's from multiple lifetimes. You carry a kind of distrust inside you about technology and how people can manipulate nature, and but the problem for you is more the fear than the actual than the actual effects of these frequencies on you. You are able to protect yourself from it, and one way of protecting yourself is to feel grounded and in touch with your body, and both are actually the same. When you feel grounded, and then you are in touch with what your body needs. You are intuitively aware of what your body wants or likes, and trust these messages, and so it's important not to the fear that you have creates a certain frequency, and it's not necessary to dwell on it too much. It's better to feel that you have a lot of, as a human being, you have a lot of self-healing powers, and the more you move into a frequency of trust and self-awareness, the less you're also affected by negativity around you. Is that clear, or does it answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So I have the impression that there are also some kind of memories or soul memories which are affecting you. Are you aware of that?
No.
Because I'm asking Yeshua. He's showing me an image from a very old past life. In which you were a kind of a healer, but you also did something with sound, like you were living in, but it's very old. In nature, but you had some things that you were doing what we would now call kind of sound healings, and you were very you had a very subtle awareness of sounds and how they affect energies of people and other natural beings around you, and this can be this could so could be very powerful, could affect really have healing power. But at some point there was also there were people who were afraid of you and that who threatened you. So you had to, and then you had to escape, like you went deeper into a forest or a place in nature where you could hide. So there was this a gap between what you knew and other and some people who were afraid of that. Yeah. Can you relate to that? Is that
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know. It doesn't,
Yeah, okay.
yeah.
Yeah, I just hear Yeshua say that you are a healer. Do you
I am or I was.
He says you are a healer, but he means that you are, it's like a soul quality or it's something that somehow belongs to you.
But not with sound, I guess.
In that life it was with sound, but he's no, not necessarily, because healing it's about touching other people's hearts. It's can take different forms. There's this desire in your heart also to help lift consciousness in whatever way. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Pamela.
Someone else?
Well, I'll go next, I guess.
Okay.
Yeshua, thank you for this opportunity to speak with you today. I chose to write this down because I have difficulty expressing myself verbally. I feel like I have a blockage in my throat chakra. My question to you today, Yeshua, is about love. About 40 years ago, I was given the most amazing reference point anyone could receive. It was a brief but awesome experience that is beyond words. I was just walking out of my bedroom when I was stopped in my tracks by the most amazing feeling of unconditional love and gratitude. It was literally impossible not to love with all of my being anything or anyone that came into my awareness. The feeling of being alive and the gratitude for being created was amplified 1,000 times. this amazing experience came to an abrupt end when my ego realized and did not like the fact that it lost control of who it could love. I was left in a state of awed astonishment. In your book, The Way of the Heart, you talk about how the love of God can pass through you suddenly. I think that is what happened to me. The second part of my question about love is about the deep love that I feel for you. I have been told by Akashic Record readers that I knew you during your incarnation on Earth. Is that true, or am I just tapping into the human collective memory?
Okay. How long did that kind of mystical experience of love, how long did it last?
It only was like 30 seconds, but it was the most amazing thing I have ever experienced, and time has not closed over it.
Wow.
It was beyond this world, that love that I felt.
Wow. Yes, that's wonderful. Okay. Yeah, so when you had that deep experience, that blissful experience of love, you were actually drawn into your own heart. It was this angelic part of you that you sensed. It was you, but at the same time, the you that you knew dissolved into something far greater and with no boundaries at all. And it happened to you as a kind of guidance. It's almost impossible for a human being to maintain that state of awareness, but it does become, as you say, a reference point. And instead of feeling sad that you are not in that awareness right now, you can also feel grateful for having experienced it. Because you will choose this state of awareness. You know that it is far more promising than any egoic state of awareness can bring to you. And I'd like to tell you that yes, indeed, you were alive when I was on Earth. And I would sometimes go out and talk with people, or I traveled around, and there were kind of groups or circles of people who would listen to me, and you were among them. And what happened to you was that the light of my message, the Christ energy itself, kind of struck you. You were very much touched by it, and on the soul level, you were changed forever. You could not forget about it. And the rest of that lifetime was actually the experience you had back then is similar to the experience of love that you had in this life. So in that sense, the these questions are related. And So, and my most important message to you is that this love is inside you. When you were touched by my presence, my words in that past life, I actually awakened something in you that was already inside you. You were ready for it. And so I'm telling you to really believe in yourself. And don't take that ego too seriously. It's there. It's part of being human, and don't look down on your humanness. And my message in the beginning was meant for you also, because you have to also be aware of your feet. You have to combine the human part of you and the part that can feel completely blissful and feel one with everything. You have to kind of balance the two. Yeah. Do you understand? Is that clear to you?
Yes. Was I at the crucifixion?
Yes, you witnessed part of it. You and were really torn apart with grief. And you made a kind of vow to yourself to always stay true to this teaching and to help spread it or make other people aware of it. And I can see that you felt so a lot of grief, but it's like you feel your heart is broken, but actually spiritually it's meaningful that this happens, because a lot of the followers or people around Yeshua, they were brokenhearted when he died, but this grief also somehow had made them aware of what really, really mattered in life. Nothing else was important anymore. So there was also a kind of lesson or something that the ones close to him somehow also had to learn to forgive, because it was very easy to become so outraged and angry about what happened. So there was also this So I feel he wants to say something like, so that you and a lot of the people around him had the feeling that this was a missed opportunity, that there's something went horribly wrong, that because he was crucified. But he said, no, it was as it should be, or it was, yeah, he doesn't see it in this way. Everything that happened was part of, it was also meant, it was his destiny. He could have prevented it if he wanted, but it was the path that he chose, and it had a lot of reasons. And he said, I didn't want to escape my human fate, because that's my message, that he wanted to bring the love, and forgiveness is a central part of love. wanted to bring it really into human form completely and not escape his humanness. Yeah, is that, does it answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Okay, who's next?
Can you hear me?
You have to speak louder.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will read it. It will be easier.
Okay.
Okay. I feel I'm asking always the same question to Yeshua. But I still don't switch to the job in I want in environmental field. I'm still looking. I haven't been accepted in them, but also feel there is something in me stopping me from it. I feel I'm not. I will read the notes I have, because I have been watching a sense of many shadows in my work now, in the work I have actually now as a salesperson. I think it has been a great, everyone there and the experience itself is a great master to me, because lately I have been watching the sense of shame that arises from not having found a work in my professional field. That kind of, I have felt shame of it. It has been so clear to me. And my boss is leaving, my actual boss is leaving, and I also, when I learn about it, I felt kind of fear from it, kind of, I felt I need the protection of someone else. It's no longer a feel, I no longer have that feeling, but I feel many emotions have arisen related to work. And alongside with these emotions, and this is my question, it has emerged kind of a lack of appreciation for, not just for my work, but for the professional world. I have felt, and I don't know where it comes from. I don't know if that this is kind of stopping me from finding a job in my field, but I will give an example. My boy is graduating from college, and I just learned he was the best in the whole university, or one of the best. And I was happy for him, but everyone, when know that kind of stuff, they feel so proud, so happy. And for me, it's amazing, but it's not the most important thing. For me, it's like just seeing him happy. And I feel kind of weird about all this stuff, kind of many emotions arising, the shame, the fear, and also I feel kind of a lack of appreciation for the professional field, and I feel kind of lost about all of these emotions coming right now into me. So my question is, there is something deeper that would be good for me to look into it? There is a past life related to this. Is this what is stopping me from finding the job I want? If I know what I want.
Yes, so the main issue that you feel not at home in this sales job, and you can get out of it, you would like to do something with our environment, and you feel shame about not having found the right job. Okay. So when you listened to the channeling, when you did you visualize what were your feelings about the job? Did you feel it inside your feet?
Yeah.
What did you feel? Did you want to run away or not?
We wanted to run away.
Okay. And so, okay, so that's clear. You want to run away from it. And what's keeping you there?
I haven't found anything else. But I also feel I don't know how to look for it.
So it's a fear of lack of income. That's why you stay there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So the fear of it's about fear of survival. And you have been taught or you absorbed the idea that you have to work hard and push yourself so to earn money, to get by, to survive. So this has become part of your system. It has become a habit. And somehow you need to open up to the idea that you can receive what you need as a human being by doing what you love most. So that's a very different way of thinking about it. It's a very and this also has to do with self-worth, feeling that you are supposed to be loved and receive what you need just by being yourself, expressing what's in your heart. So what's bothering you, and this also ties in with the shame, is that there's a judgment upon you . And it's also, this kind of judgment also comes from the family energy, the family you come from. It's a collective energy. Do you recognize that?
Yes.
Is it mostly from your father's side or your mother's side?
From both,
yeah, that's very well possible because it's so much part of our upbringing and the collective energy. And so what you feel about your son when he excels in the school or that's you feel that's wonderful, but it's not what you truly want for him, that you want something deeper or that he feels fulfilled in a deeper way. That's who you are. And it's important to embrace this part of you. And this is the part also that wants to be free. So when you ask your feet, when you want to run away from this job, where do they want to go? Into nature. And when you are in nature and you tune into your heart, is there something that you would like to do instead? Is there something that you feel drawn to in a natural way?
Yes, I would like to. That is confusing because I would like to work to, I don't know, create more natural spots in the cities and also help people to go to nature and to feel it. Because it's not just there is a park there, it's like go to the park and feel it. That is, I don't know if that exists like a job. But I also would like to have an office. I haven't had an office in 20 years.
What I would recommend to you is that you create time for yourself. Do you work full time?
Yes.
Okay, it's to create time for yourself and really connect to that deeper part of you that wants fulfillment and truly express your soul's wisdom and the creativity inside you. It's like you have to nourish this flower. If you keep thinking, you know, in your head about what you should be doing, or it doesn't really help. So as much as you can, create a moment, time in which you follow your feet, so to speak, and feel inspired by where they take you. It's like in this way you create a new program, a new habit, and so you have to deprogram yourself. This energy from the past, also running through your family, is still telling you that this is what life is. This is how it works in life. That you have to work hard to earn enough to survive, and you have to push yourself. And so you need to get rid of this program. Do you understand?
Yes, no, yes, absolutely. It makes sense. But he means, Yesha, you mean like meditating and creating, writing about it? I don't understand concretely how to do it.
It's mainly about feeling. It's about your awareness. It's not so much about doing something, but truly also going down with your awareness into your abdomen. And it helps to be in nature, to connect with the bigger you. Because when you are locked inside in thinking, then there no solution will arise. The solution will come from a more intuitive level. So Yeshua is not the kind of teacher who is going to say very specific things, but I mean, is it possible to work less? Not so many hours. Well, that's the most specific thing that I feel might like really have some more time to yourself, and develop this intuitive feeling part of you, which is really very belongs to you, but it became kind of suppressed. Yeah. Also, I think that if you care so much for nature, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to work in a job with having to do with environment. It doesn't have to take that form, but it's more about an energy shift.
Okay.
Penny?
Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. My question is that in the past few years, my father, he has a lot of his body has a lot of condition, some illness, and just like one after another pop up, and I feel very frustrated, and most of all, I think I'm very I scared that I will lose him, or I have to like sacrifice my life to take care of him. That I think, I don't know. I just, I just want to ask some if you're sure I have something to say about it, and also I'm really curious about why if we truly love some people in our lives, and then why we have to like why have some days they will leave and just like take away from us. Why would this happen?
Okay, so I'd like to say to you, when someone you love, when they die, it doesn't mean the end of your connection. The relationship or the connection just changes. And in some cases, it may even get better, or the connection may get deeper, because especially with parents, during their lives, they are very much in the parent role, and they want to take care of you, but also tell you what to do. And there are all kinds of issues between parents and children. But when after they cross over, they see things from a different perspective, and you as the child may also connect to them in a deeper and more free way. The thing is, with the parent-child relationship, on the one hand, it creates a lot of deep emotions, which may be very disturbing and difficult. But the connection is so strong that the souls who have been in a parent-child relationship will somehow stay connected and meet up at a later time. And they always contribute to each other's evolution or inner developments. And so you're not losing your father, just the relationship changes. And it's natural and human to grieve when someone leaves. But you will see him again, and he will still be connected with you, to you, from the afterlife. But I'm asking you now to take care of him. Does that burden you too much? Could you sense in the meditation that how was the relationship between you and him? Did you see something about that? How did your heart and your feet feel about this situation?
I didn't think of him in that meditation because I have other issue.
Okay.
Hmm.
But right now, do you feel burdened by this, the having to take care of him?
I think I always have a vision that we could me and my father, we could like live together and like in the nature and like live happily ever after, something like that. But I think sometimes I feel that the dream or this wish are just falling apart or just won't happen. And I think because I have this vision, so I just grab him, like I won't let go. And sometimes it of course it's burdened me. And
so yeah. But when I listen to you, that the deepest issue that you are facing or asking about is how to let go, or how to find peace with him, with the fact that he's leaving, right?
I think my question maybe is that I don't get it. Why the fate make us like really love someone but then took them away from us? I don't know why it.
Yeah. Okay.
Why it happened?
Well, there's something else, that part of your vision to live together with your father. You may also ask yourself, what part of your own masculine energy you may need to be more aware of, because sometimes the father energy it's hard to let go of, because you need that energy to feel whole or to feel safe, to feel protected. But it's always part of life's mission to become whole unto yourself, to integrate both the masculine and feminine, and not rely too strongly on someone else to feel this wholeness. So the way you present it, it's like a tragic fate that we have to let go of our loved ones, but it is painful. But this pain can also force you to look into your own shadows, to face the fear of being alone, or the fear of feeling weak or unprotected, and then to also call upon the masculine part of yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, very much.
Can you connect with that masculine part of yourself now?
Yeah, I think so.
It's important to connect more deeply with him and to allow him to be part of, it's a part of you, it's the masculine part of your soul. So it's, he wants to be, to join you, to be a part of your life. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome. Right. Okay, let's take a break and be back in 10 minutes. So